been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
It's hard for me to understand that just because I'm out here trying to be a better man, that you would want to stick around and follow through with me. You paint a picture and it's difficult for me to see. It's easy for me just to say that I got no complaints, avoiding conflict, so I simply say there's no debate. The music is the only way I can communicate, but by the time you hear this, it's probably gonna be too late. I never give you a reason to try and stick around, but all this work I'm putting in, I hope it makes you proud. I call you just to hear your voice cause it's my favorite sound. Already know you won't pick up because you're not around. I can't be mad because I'm also never really home. I'm touching road in the hopes that I get the show, and when I'm not, I would really rather be alone. But all I ask is when I call that you pick up the phone.
Why are you talking like that? No, Zango, no. Unfortunately, you don't have a right to speak to me like that right now. I don't appreciate it. What are you doing? Because you're genuinely just pushing me away even further.
Although I love her and it hurts to see her cry, the parts of me that really cared eventually withered and died along the way. I have nothing left to say. I come alive at night and then I sleep all through the day because I don't want to be seen. I don't want to be heard because I'll be misunderstood and I can't seem to put in words the way I feel, so I'd rather say nothing at all. I'd rather keep it to myself for fear of appearing small. I'll let you think that I'm strong, but I'm lying to you, lying to myself. Can't even describe to you the broken state of mental health I'm experiencing. Sand in the hourglass stagnates and time stands still. At least that's how it feels, but I'm trapped in it and sinking. Cyclical overthinking. High school was last weekend in one instance of blinking. I'm 20 years old and I feel like I haven't done shit. I feel like I might as well quit cause I try to make my moves, but I might just be playing the wrong game. Shooting shots but never taking aim, and so I'm missing every time. But I'm passing to my homies and I'm putting up dimes. Fuck it, if I don't score, at least my niggas all getting buckets. That's how we win. Emphasis on we, I do this shit for y'all. The music isn't about me. I drink bitter herbs instead of sweet tea because it tastes like earth instead of heaven. I'm a heathen like my brethren, but divine in my purity. I can give you a surety and bless the sinners and souls trying to cleanse their impurity. Ascension's on the cards and we're all approaching divinity. You can never limit me, time scale infinity. This feeling is cosmic, celestial intuition because my vision is godly. Prophetic words flow, let pathetic words go. Let the ops know that I'm on my many men flow. And so it goes, every single pitch is in the zone. Every single pitch is in the zone. Every single pitch is in the zone because I never miss. I could name drop some whack rappers but I never diss. Trolling all these niggas on Twitter because I take the piss. Hate me but you can't seem to stop your girlfriend from playing this. Tell your homies play my shit cause I'm legit and I'm the shit. I'm in this bitch, I'm in the whip, I'm in this keep the clip, I'm shit clip. I'll be taking over shit soon. Finna take it to the moon like Metro, make it boom for real. My destiny was written in the stars. Music is the vehicle, I'm trying to take it far for real. Yeah, for real. Yeah, for real. Yeah, for real. That's how you feel, that's how I feel, that's how I feel. But in the meantime, I think I'll be better off alone. Of every shining mass of gas in this universe, a dense collection of nuclear reactions, brazenly burning bright and beautiful, too hot for anything to ever hope to get close without disintegrating, but with just enough gravitational force to keep other celestial bodies in its orbit, just enough to never truly be alone. But every star knows its fate. Every star knows that its flame is unsustainable and that eventually a black hole will take its place. A void where there was once a light so pure and so true. A light that looked like it would never leave, but it will because it has to. And so this once bright star's light will pale and bleed and will start to come apart, expanding, wearing itself thin because it's running out of energy to keep itself together. But even then, as a giant, red and dead, it will endure and it will burn until it has nothing left to give. And then it will collapse in on itself, beautifully and spectacularly, under the weight of its own effluence and mass, in a blinding and brilliant supernova. An inevitable catastrophe, but a magnificent demise. The universal law of gravity says that the matter that remains will find its way towards itself and conglomerate into a mass of emptiness that sucks in everything that gets too close and becomes part of the singularity. The inescapable gravity of absolutely nothing, just blackness and nothing. So the warning surmised from this order of events is that you must never get too close. Please. I can't let you get too close to me. I don't know how long I'll be able to keep myself together because I'm running out. I'm running out of time and I'm running out of energy and I will implode. It's only a matter of when, and when I do, I don't want you anywhere near me because I love you and I need you to live. But before that ever happens, I need you to pick up the phone.
Hello?